You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A majority of youth MPs across the political spectrum are calling for the current voting age to be decreased for local and general elections, allowing 16 and 17-year-olds the right to vote. These youth MPs have also signed an open letter calling for the voting age to be lowered. This follows the Supreme Court's 2022 ruling that the current voting age of 18 discriminates against 16 and 17-year-olds, with the decision made on the grounds listed in the Human Rights Act 1993. A bill to allow 16 to 17-year-olds to vote in local elections had previously passed its first reading in August in 2023, but was axed by the government last year. I spoke to Make It 16 member and youth MP for Elam, Sam Allen, about lowering the voting age and what it means to have young voices represented in local and general elections. We've seen a petition from the youth MPs to lower the current voting age, similar to petitions we've also seen in the past from previous youth parliaments. Why is this issue coming up again and again?
It's coming up again and again because the politicians are again and again refusing to take action. Like, it was in 2022 when there was a declaration of inconsistency declared that said it is actively violating the rights of young people set out in the New Zealand Bill of Rights Act to be able to be enfranchised in our democratic system. And so I would love to be able to stop having to talk about this issue if the government just did what they should do and enfranchise the young people that should be able to have their voices heard.
If we're thinking about giving people aged 16 to 17 the vote, what kind of benefits could that have for our democracy?
So we know from a large number of overseas countries, such as Scotland, that when you are able to give 16 and 17-year-olds the right to vote, you're able to get them to vote in the initial instance. And that's really important because when we look across the board at the low turnout in things such as local elections, where it currently sat at around 40% at the last cycle, when we can get people to vote early, we can get them to vote often and therefore make voting a lifelong habit. And that's really important in terms of making sure that young people aren't just represented now, but into the future. I also think that principally, it's really important to make sure that as many voices within our democratic system can be heard, and therefore politicians are able to take into account the actions of the most number of people.
Young people bring a unique perspective to voting and many relevant issues, which you can already see with trends around voters aged 18 to 25. What are the primary issues important to 16 and 17-year-olds right now?
So I think 16 and 17-year-olds have a lot of common issues with people in different age groups, right? Like, they care deeply about things like the cost of living through things like housing. But there are also a lot of unique issues that the fact that young people are yet to live out most of their life that they do care deeply about. Things like student issues through things like housing, things like climate change, things like mental health. And I think that only when you do get these young voices that uniquely experience these issues to such a great extent, are you able to really get those issues being dealt with?
There's often pushback on lowering the voting age from some political parties and figures who say that advocates for this change only want it to increase the parliamentary presence of parties who tend to be more popular with young people, such as the Greens. Is this a fair criticism?
I would say two things. I think firstly, that claim is often shown to just not be true, because when we look at the open letter that we have put out for this youth parliament, it has been signed by members from every party that is currently represented in our parliament. And our members come from all ends of the political spectrum, the people at this youth parliament calling for fair representation for young people exist on all ends of the political spectrum. But I think that secondly, it's actually important to be able to have young people represented, because that means that these parties who might currently not be popular with young people are more incentivized to take actions that support young people. And so that way you are able to influence what is being discussed to a degree where now, instead of just having some parties which are popular with young people because they, you know, might care about their interests to a greater degree, you just get every party in parliament that more so reaches out to young people, cares about their unique issues and all of that.
There's also a common concern around lowering the voting age that says we should just let kids be kids, for example, or that they're not responsible enough to vote. Are these criticisms just
I don't think those criticisms are justified, because at the point in time where, like, young people are facing these issues, when we're watching a planet burn, when we're watching the highest youth suicide rate in the OECD, I don't think that kids can be kids under those conditions. And importantly, it is only by being able to get their voices and have a seat at the table are we able to fix those issues and actually let kids be kids based on that. And so, importantly, the only way under which we can get better, lives for young people, to let them enjoy their youth, is to be able to fix these issues, which only can be done by giving 16 and 17-year-olds the right to vote. I also think that on the claim that, 16 and 17-year-olds aren't responsible, A, that's not unique to young people. I think that you know, there are some 30-year-olds that are irresponsible. There are some 80-year-olds that are irresponsible. And I think that broadly it is quite harmful to claim that an entire group of our society just is irresponsible. But I think that a lot of the responsibilities that young people have do make them quite responsible people. These are people that work. These are people that pay taxes. These are people that, you know, are studying to get, you know, might be studying to get a better life for themselves, might be, you know, in a trade or at a, you know, or working a full-time job. And so I think that that does give a high level of maturity and responsibility that I don't think is recognised by our political leaders.
That was Make It 16 and Youth MP Sam Allen on calls to lower the voting age in local and general elections.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.